Welcome back to Greenheck Fieldhouse here in Schofield for the last regular season hockey game for the DC Everest Evergreens against the Marshfield Tigers. So a recap of our first period, it was all Tigers pretty much all the time. Tigers had three different goals scored in the first period. First goal came just over 2 minutes into this game at 2:24. Nick Urban scored his first goal of the evening unassisted. Then later on in the first, with 11:23 passed, Nick Urban struck again to the left circle, getting top shelf against Ethan Hurt, being assisted by Josh Gruen. And then the last goal of the first period was again from the Tigers. That time it was Seth Peterson, just a mere 20 seconds later at 11:42. There was only one penalty in the first period, and that was towards the end of the first period, taken by the Evergreens' Grant Ortell. He sat 2 minutes for tripping, and he'll still be in the box for about another 30 seconds here at the start of the second. For our goaltenders, the Tigers' goalie, A.J. Treatweiler, had 8 saves, whereas the Evergreens' goaltender, Ethan Hurt, had 7. Teams are now back on the ice here to get ready for the start of the second period. Ethan Hurt is still in goal for the Evergreens. It is senior night here tonight, so I wouldn't be too surprised if we also end up seeing Jared Katzmerchek get in as well. So the Evergreens are looking at a 3-goal hole here in the second period. Start this off. Tigers are on the power play for 30 more seconds. Evergreens are able to win the first faceoff, but the Tigers take control quite quickly, move into the Evergreen zone, move into the left corner. Tigers now going left to right, Evergreens going right to left. Seth Peterson, cross ice pass to Heller. Heller drifts to center between the dots. Back over to Seth Peterson in the right corner. He'll give that to Hagen. Hagen left corner. Up to Heller. Heller with a shot on goal. That'll hit Hurt in front, and it'll bounce up and out of play. So we'll get a whistle here. As faceoff will go to the circle to the left of Hurt. Today's game is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. For fresh meat from Wisconsin farms, make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Country Fresh Meats at Highway 29 NJ in Weston. Faceoff in the left circle, won by the Evergreens. As you just heard over the PA system, they are now back at full strength. Completely killed off that penalty. Evergreens have it in their own zone behind the net. Picking it up on the right side is Hackbarth. Hackbarth moving quickly on the left side. He'll have to chase the puck. Jack behind the net loses it to Seth Peterson. Peterson able to get that out to Smith. Smith up to Urban. Urban alone in the right circle. Urban cross ice pass over to Hagen. Hagen with a shot that goes wide to the left. Evergreen's able to get that behind the net. Yakuz moving left side. Moves around the left circle. Gets a pass off to Hackbarth. Hackbarth to Bunnell. Bunnell takes a shot from between the circles. Too many bodies in front, so that'll drift off into the left corner. Yakuz has it. Moves it in front. Ortell right circle. Put that back on it to the stick of Hagen. Hagen moves it on the right side, where he then loses it to Zinda. Zinda moving to the right. Shot from in between goes wide right. Zinda able to follow that into the right corner, though. He'll be stopped there by Noah Peterson. Able to poke that out for the Tigers. Is Hagen. And puck goes down into the Evergreen zone by the Tigers, and that'll be an icing. So faceoff will come back in front of A.J. Treatwire. Be in the circle to the left of Treatwire, taken by Shiro for the Evergreens. Won by the Tigers. Evergreens trying to get a shot there, and we'll get another whistle here as the net is off its moorings. Net here on the left end doesn't seem to like to stay on its left side. That's the second time it's popped out like that so far in this game. Only a couple minutes elapsed here in the second. Still 3-0 for the Marshfield Tigers. Puck drop will come back to the left circle. Shiro and Weister. Weister wins it for the Tigers. That'll go to neutral ice. where it is met by the Evergreens. Evergreens on the right boards by the stands. Tigers able to chip that into the Evergreens zone. Bunnell chasing it behind Hertz net. Bunnell loses it there to Seth Peterson. But able to get it is Jaglinski for the Evergreens. Board battle on the right side. Squirts into the right corner. Bunnell. Bunnell with it on the right side. Holding in the corner. Shoved to the boards by two Tigers. And it is brought out, but right to the stick of Eddie Zinda. Zinda gets that to Shiro. Shiro is met by the Tigers, who chip it back into the Evergreen zone. Hurt stick handles that away to the left. As taking it is Zinda. Zinda loses it. But it'll pop right back out to the Evergreens. Shiro right side. Shiro moving up the ice through neutral ice. Crosses the blue line. He'll chase that puck behind the Tigers' net. Gets that out in front and way too hard of a pass. It'll get back to neutral ice where it is taken by Lang for the Tigers. Lang loses that to Yakuz. Yakuz moving on the left side. Yakuz cross ice pass. It'll get onto the stick of Shiro. Shiro tries to take a shot there. Kind of whiffs. It'll drift to Treatwire. Treatwire will stick handle that one away from his net. The Tigers take it to the right side, the left side. Evergreens will take control in neutral ice, where it is then taken by Lang. Lang on the right side loses it to Yakuz. Yakuz moving in to the left circle. Yakuz gets that up to Shiro. Shiro not able to get enough of a stick on it to go in as he was right to the left of the goal. Evergreens still in control, but do lose it to neutral ice. Moving in on the left side to Lang. Lang goes down. I believe we'll have another tripping call here against the Evergreens. Either that or an offsides call. We'll see if anybody heads to the box here. Looks like this is just going to be a plain old regular offsides call. As it'll go back to the Tiger zone. Circle to the right of Treatwire. One by the Evergreens. Quick shot there from Ortel. Too many bodies, though. It'll pop out to neutral ice. Jaglinski has it at the blue line. Puts it back into neutral territory, where that then crosses the line as Ortel is caught up in a stick with Smith. Buck will drift to the left corner, where it's taken by Ortel. Ortel stick handling, back to the blue line, gets set up to Hackbarth. Hackbarth left circle, loses control, but it'll chip that into the left corner. Hackbarth moving. Hackbarth goes to center, puts that into the right corner, no one there. Puck will drift all the way back into the Evergreen zone, and that'll be another icing call. Today's game is also brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Open Monday through Friday in Medford, Clover, and Wausau, and Saturdays in Wausau. For more info, visit bonejoint.net. Faceoff comes back to the circle to the right of Treatwire. One by the Evergreen. Shot on goal and in for Grant Ortel. He was just behind the right circle, moving to the left. Nice move there for the Evergreens as they get their first goal of the game. So they will cut the lead down to 2 for the Tigers as it's now 3-1. Nice move right off the faceoff there for Grant Ortel. Oh, excuse me, that was not Grant Ortel, that was David Hackbarth with the goal. Twos and threes look very similar from this high up. Okay, I was wrong, I apologize, it was Grant Ortel. Hackbarth with it, gets a shot on goal, it is sticked aside by Treatwiler. Puck is in the right corner. Tigers have it as going down is Seth Peterson. Evergreens with it in the right circle. Shot from Hackbarth, swallowed up by Treatwire. Goal have really seemed to imbue the Evergreens with a little more sense of confidence now here. They're controlling in the Tigers zone. Face-off won by the Evergreens. Right corner, Jaglinski and Shiro on the right side. Jaglinski able to get that to center ice. Where is it? Shiro has it on the left. Shiro stick handling, drops that off. It'll go back to Zinda. Zinda still fighting for it in the left corner. Shire able to come in and save that puck. He'll go behind the net into the right corner, and it'll come up the boards. Where the Tigers are able to get it out of their own zone, but Yakuz is back with that. Sit up to Shiro. Shiro on the left side loses it to Heller. Heller able to get it to neutral ice. Jagielinski able to poke check that in. Tigers able to get it out again. It's Urban, left side, chips it into the Evergreen zone. I'll go behind the net where it's met by goaltender Hurt. He'll get a stick on that before handing it off to one of his teammates, then loses it to the Tigers, who tries to put that in front, but Zinda's the only body there, and he'll try and move that out. Tigers able to kick control again at the blue line, though. They're in the left corner. Evergreen's now with the puck. Moving behind the net is Ottinger to Jagielinski. Jagielinski gets that one up and into neutral ice, and the puck will drift all the way back to the Tigers zone, where we will have another icing. Today's game is also brought to you by M&J Marine, the best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. Go boldly at M&J Marine, I-39 to exit 181, Mosinee. You'll notice the difference. Faceoff will come to the circle to the left of goaltender Ethan Hurt, won by the Tigers. Chasing it into the left corner, it's Noah Peterson. He'll put that behind the net. Taking it is Haynes. Haynes gets set in front. No one there except Evergreens. Taking it up for the Evergreens is Schmidt. Schmidt over to Nietzsche. Nietzsche on the left side. Back to Bunnell. Bunnell, long shot that'll drift wide to the right. Puck in the right corner. Evergreens fighting for it. Coming out with it is Nietzsche, but he will lose that to some good stick handling from the Tigers. Lang, left side. Lane has to put on the brakes and spin around. He'll chip that to the front, where Noah Peterson gets a shot that is blocked by Hurt with the left pad. Another shot on goal goes wide to the right. Peterson with a long shot gets it to the front of the goal, but I don't believe that's going to be counted as a shot. Puck moves to the right corner. Tigers still have it. Noah Peterson long from the blue line. Too many bodies in front. Able to chip that out for the Evergreens. Is Jagielinski. Actually, I think that may have been Falkowski. Puck goes back to the Evergreen zone. It's behind goaltender Ethan Hurt. Handling it for the Evergreens is Ligel. Ligel will get that one up and back to the Tiger zone as the Evergreens take a much-needed change. But I believe that's another icing call, too. So they'll just let them change before they go right on back to their own zone. Face off in the circle to the right of Ethan Hurt. Still 3-1. About 7 minutes elapsed here in the second. 9:17 left to go. Face off won by the Evergreens. Taking it is Hackbarth. Hackbarth loses it to Heller at center ice. Heller chips that back into the Evergreen zone. Meeting it behind the net is Yakuz. Yakuz moving with it on the right side. Gets set up to Ortel. Ortel gets it up and over the line. Tigers able to quickly move that one back out. Chasing it into the Evergreen zone is Ottinger. Ottinger over to Yakuz. Yakuz right side. Gets it up to Kisley. Kisley to Ortel. Ortel has to chase that behind the net, though. Puts it back in front. No Evergreen bodies there as Yakuz chases it down to center ice. Yakuz drifting back into the Evergreen zone. Long pass up. Finds Kisley. Kisley right side. Kisley right circle shot. Stopped by Treetwire. Tigers will chip it up to the left circle where met by Yakuz. Shot from Hackbarth. Another save from Treetwire with the pads. Rebound not collected, and back to Hackbarth. Hackbarth moving, right side, goes to the right circle, has to chase that behind, gets that in front, nobody there again, drifts through. Hackbarth able to meet it on the other side, moves to the blue line, moving right, gets away from two defenders, has to go behind, leaves it up front, and in front, hacking at it is Ortel, but it bounces to the right corner. Ortel following it, back to Hackbarth, Hackbarth right circle, they'll shoot, and that'll be another blocker save. For Treetwire as the puck drifts all the way back down to the Evergreen zone for another icing call. Today's game is also brought to you by Tolesti, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Tolesti, Kennedy, and Dirks, helping Central Wisconsin families for over 40 years. Face off in the circle to the left of Treetwire. Shiro wins it for the Evergreens. Taken by Zinda. Zinda loses it behind the net to Noah Peterson. Peterson drops it off for Reisman. Reisman gets it up to center ice. Where is Lawyer? Lawyer right side. Shot on goal. Pad save. No rebound corralled by Hertz, but he leaves it for Brady Bunnell. Bunnell right side. Gets it up to Shiro. Shiro gets it to neutral ice, where it's met by Reisman. Reisman cross ice pass to Peterson. Peterson long shot. Blocked in front by Hertz. Puck will then drift behind the net. Tigers still fighting for control. Able to get that is Zinda. Putting out the boards for it now as Shiro loses it to Reisman. Reisman leaves it for Lawyer. Lawyer over to an open Reisman. Reisman tries to put that in front. Goes through the blue paint. Chasing it to the left side is Lawyer. Lawyer gets it back to Noah Peterson. To Reisman. Reisman shoots wide left. Lawyer in the corner with it for the Tigers, though. They'll get that behind the net. Moving to the right side. Out to Reisman. Reisman just on top of the circle. He'll meet some Evergreen skates in front, and that'll go wide to the left. Tigers able to corral it at the blue line, though. Still keeping it in the Evergreen zone. Right side, Reisman again. Reisman with another shot. Bend in front by Jaglinski. Jaglinski chasing that down on the right side. Lost in the corner to the Tigers, who put it in front of the net, but it is met by Shiro. Shiro bringing it up for the Evergreens, left side. He'll get it in the left circle, cross ice pass, try to meet in the center there for Zinda. Zinda was wide open, and Zinda will go corralling and crashing into the net, knocking it off its moorings. So we will get a little bit of a break here to get that net back on, and the faceoff will come to the right circle. Still 3-1 here in this second period. 6:19 left to go. Tigers are leading this one by 2. Evergreens got their first goal of the game here at the beginning of this second period. Tigers have not scored since the first. Face-off right dot. Behind the blue line. Won by the Evergreens. Taking it is Nitschk. Nitschk loses it to the left side. Getting it to Seth Peterson. Peterson over to Heller. Heller leaves that up to Conradi. First we've seen a Conradi. Conradi gives that off to Haynes. Haynes, center ice, where it is found by Ottinger. Ottinger with it for the Evergreens, moving on the right side in their own zone. Gets that up to neutral ice. Gets that to Hurt. Hurt gets that on goal, where it is swallowed by Treatweiler. Evergreens going for a change. Face-off, I believe, is going to come to the right circle. Today's game is brought to you by Stand Up to Bullying. There are two types of students at every school, those who bullies and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from WIFC, Clover Belt Credit Union, the Surik Kids Foundation, and this Midwest Communication Station. Evergreens with it left side is Hackbarth. Hackbarth moving, chases the puck to the left corner. Holding goes behind the net, keeps control. Moving to the right side, back tracks twice. Gets to the left corner, loses the puck. It's taken by the Tigers on the right side, chipping it up as Hagen. Hagen chips that up and out of play. So it'll go back into the Tigers' zone, into the right circle. 5:24 left in the second. Tigers still leading this one 3-1. Face-off won by Hackbarth for the Evergreens. He gets that to Ortel. Ortel with a shot that's pad saved by Treatweiler. Tigers taking it up on the left side. It's Hagen. Hagen moves to the left, and goes down. I think that probably should have been a penalty, but they're not going to call it. Tigers still have it in the left corner. Shot to the left corner. Saved by Hurt. Hurt with another save as it went behind and had to make a post-to-post move there. Nice couple of saves in that sequence for Evergreen's goaltender, Ethan Hurt. Face-off will come to the circle to the left, to the right of Hurt. Everyone else went to the left circle. It'll be Ortel against Peterson. Ortel wins for the Evergreens, gets it to Hackbarth. Hackbarth moving right side. Hackbarth moving right to the circle, loses control, but able to get that puck back on the right side. Gets it up to Ortel, back to Hackbarth. Hackbarth moving, stick handling. Poke checked out by Urban in neutral ice. Urban chasing that in the left side. He's in the Evergreen zone. He's got the puck. Puts a shot on goal, and that goes off the pads of Hurt and in. Ethan Hurt just not able to corral the second bounce there, and that'll go in off of his back. Tigers regain their 3-goal lead here with 4:37 left to go in the game. So for all that momentum the Evergreens had here for the first half of this game, kind of losing steam again. Marshall able to make a couple of nice moves there. Evergreens, Kuz left side, loses it. Tiger's able to chip that out to neutral ice. Chasing it back is Ottinger. Ottinger, get a stick on that and gets to Shiro. Shiro has it neutralized for Jaglinski. Back to Shiro. Shiro, stick handling around, gets that into the Tiger's zone. Shiro met hard in the corner by Evan Weister. Both will get back up as the puck is still there, and Weister lost his stick, so his stick's kind of getting in the way of the puck and getting it out. Taken off the boards by Shiro. Shiro tried to get to that to Yakuz. Yakuz loses it and will have to chase it all the way back into the Evergreen zone on the right side. He'll chase the puck behind the net where he's met by Josh Gruen. Yakuz able to get that out right side. Leaves it to Shiro. Shiro bringing it up across the blue line. Long shot goes wide left. Another shot to the right side. That time by Zinda. Up in front for Hurt. Hurt tried to get a shot. Too many bodies in front. And we'll get an arm here. Believe that's just going to be an offsides. So faceoff will come back to the left dot behind the blue line. Tigers leading this game by 3 again, 4-1. 3:26 left here in the second. Faceoff won by the Evergreens. Chasing it back, those the Tigers. Tigers get control in their own zone. Get it out to neutral ice. Taking up is Lang. Lang left side. Lang long shot. And that goes up and in off the stick of Ethan Hurt. Wow. Tigers getting a lot of lucky bounces for goals here in the second period as they now grow their lead to 4. 5-1 now here for the Tigers. I believe that goal will be credited to Dom Lang. Crowd trying to cheer on the Evergreens here as they're now down by 4 goals. 5-1 here towards the end of the second. Faceoff won by the Evergreens. Move up to the right side. Puck drifts to the left side. Left circle of Treatweiler. Taken by the Tigers. He'll get it all the way into the Evergreen zone. It'll drift to the left corner. No one there. Meeting it is Hurt for the Evergreens. Hurt moving it on the right side. Gets into the right circle. Leaves it up for Hackbarth. Hackbarth right side. Loses control. We go back to neutral ice. Tigers able to move that back to the Evergreen zone. Chasing it is Hagen. Kisley. Kisley takes it to the corner with Bunnell. Bunnell, Tigers able to get that one in front. Goes off the pads of Hurt. Gets sticked away to the right side by an Evergreens defender. Hackbarth with it for the Evergreens in the right corner, trying to stick handle his way out. He'll get it up to Ortel. Ortel left side. Ortel chasing it down on his own. Has to move into the left corner and go behind the net. He'll spin to the left and move that out to the blue line. Tigers take control. Taking it is Urban. Urban alone on the right side. Urban's lethal by himself. Thankfully gets double-teamed quickly and loses control of the puck. Evergreen's able to try and get that one, but back to Urban. Urban long shot, and that's sticked away by Hurt to the right side. Yakuz gets a stick on that up to Ortel. Ortel taking it through neutral ice on the left side. Gets it to Hackbarth. Hackbarth loses it to a poke check from Heller. Puck goes into the left corner. Hackbarth and Ortel there for the Evergreens. For the Tigers, it's Seth Peterson and Weister. Shot for Hackbarth from the left circle. Bodied away by Treatweiler. Hackbarth able to take control on the right side again. Leaves that to Ortel. Ortel in front. Pad save. Treatweiler bounces back out. Kuz got a stick on that, then loses it to Gruen. Gruen stick handles that through center ice, but Ottinger will get it in the Evergreen zone. Gets it up. Hackbarth on the right side. Evergreens will go for a line change here, though. The Tigers chase it behind their own net. Get it up to Reisman. Reisman right side. Over to Gruen. Everest with control behind their own net. Center ice is Shiro. Shiro left side. Shiro stick handling and holding. Waiting. Loses the puck there to Haynes. Haynes gets it back to neutral ice where the Evergreens are able to get that chipped up to the right side. but doesn't hit an evergreen stick. Instead, it hits Reisman's stick. Reisman over to Haynes. Haynes chasing it into the left corner with Jaglinski. Now goes behind the net, right side. Grabbing it is Conradi. Reisman right corner. Reisman behind the net. Still, Tigers are in their own zone. Probably play out the rest of the period here if they can. Get that into neutral ice where Jaglinski gets a skate on it and sticks it back into the Tiger zone. He'll chip that in and behind the net. Stick goes flying and into the goal. Puck is in the left circle. Ortel loses control of it to the Tigers. And that'll be the end of the second period. Evergreens did score their first goal of the game here in the second, but unfortunately, Marshfield answered back with two goals of their own later on. I will be back with you to recap the second period and for the start of the third here in just a few moments. You're listening to DC Everest Hockey on FoxSportsWausau.com.